Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I got to get a fake tooth put in.
Oh, yeah?
And I got a big... I had a molar that's not big enough. The crown kept falling off, so I said, screw it. Now it's deteriorating, and it's very painful.
Can you imagine the things that dentists are going to see, like,
yes,
in about 6 months from now? Because there's a lot of people who just have not gone into the dentist with everything that's going on. And just imagine... when you have all of these people, like, everyone's pretty much neglected any kind of dental cleanings or anything like that, it is going to be just every single day them looking at just the grossest mouths.
Well, the situation with this tooth is exceptionally expensive, and it's one tooth, so I can only imagine. And I had to go in, so I had to go into the dentist and, you know, for the cleaning and everything, and they saw it, which they took 85 x-rays. And then the whole, is your face all metal question comes up, which is depressing every time because I got beat up. And then I got to go back and have the oral surgeon look at it. Then I got to go back and have him pull it. And then I got to go back and have them put the fake tooth in. And Crash got a whole mouthful of these things.
The veneers, yeah.
So, well, they're not veneers. He got the whole, or whatever the hell they're called. He got a bunch of fake teeth put in, like screwed into his mouth.
So, did they pull all of his teeth and put new teeth in to do that?
The ones they didn't, they sawed down to, like, fangs and then put the fake tooth on him.
So that's how it works? Okay.
You know, he's got that, it looks like he has dentures, and he's got that big mouthful of fake teeth, which is, I'd rather have crooked teeth than a big mouthful of fake teeth. Apparently, I got to get this tooth, well, first of all, it's painful, and even though I've had a root canal on it, and then second of all... it's like where you bite down, like
in the back.
Yeah,
like a back
it's
tooth?
The oh, very yeah. back. It's the molar. So I got to do that. But I don't want any of the shenanigans down. My mom worked for a periodontist. She did some PR work, and she did a periodontist. He was the periodontist for the Stars in Detroit, meaning he had Kid Rock and like Aretha Franklin. And if you were afraid to go to the dentist, I'm not. But if you're afraid to go to the dentist, he would have like a Xanax drip. Virtual reality. This is back in the day, too. Like, one of those virtual reality, whatever the hell it was, headsets. It was basically just played movies in a headset.
Yeah.
But he had, like, all this stuff. And then my wife got her wisdom teeth pulled here, and they just gave her Novocaine. And I'm like, what planet are we on? So if they think they're pulling this tooth and putting in a fake tooth without drugging me up but good, they got another thing coming. I don't like pain pills. They don't work on me. Like, I don't like the way they make me feel. So I don't care about post-op, but while I'm there, I better be feeling no pain. I don't want to even know I'm there.
That Novocaine works pretty good.
I don't care about that, though. I don't want to sit there hearing everything. Like they have things that they don't have to, you know, put me on a respirator. Just, you know, give me drugs so I can get a ride home. Give me drugs so I'm not it's not an unpleasant experience. I don't care about the Novocaine is whatever. I just don't want to sit there, like, listening to the cracking and everything as they yank my tooth out. Just knock me out. They're, like, weird here. They don't do it right. Like, in Atlanta, the guy would just go, you want nitrous? And who says no? And nitrous doesn't even do anything. And then you're like, all right, well, maybe it will now. But, like, sedate me. Make me feel calm. That's all. Jesus, how hard is it? What do you think, I'm going to die because you gave me, like, an Ativan? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, so they, I mean, have they? Do you have access to anything before you go in?
I
mean,
I don't know. I'm going to have to meet with the guy next week, and I'm going to tell the guy quite plainly that I want to be sedated during this process. I don't think it's too much to ask.
No,
I'm not like, you know, going like, well, afterwards, you know, I want an oxy prescription, you know, like I don't care about afterwards. Sure. Like, I'll take Tylenol or I'll take Advil, but when they're doing it, I want to be calm, artificially calm. That's all. I don't think that's too much to ask. Well, Instagram, you can follow, I'll do this. You can follow, John over there at King Griffey Rules on Twitter. The show Instagram and Twitter is run by Rich. It's at Toucher and Rich. I'm at Fred Toucher. I follow our friend Dick Donahue, and his mustachioed brother. I don't follow his brother, but his brother has become full on like NYPD blue cop. He's got this giant mustache. He's like kind of fat. So like he's just like he just is like, hey, you're a cop. Like he just looks like the biggest cop. But they did that thing where, and they're lovely guys, but they did that thing where you eat the chip there,
it's called like the Pocky One Chip Challenge
The Pocky One Chip, Pocky, whatever it is, One Chip Challenge.
Yeah.
So I bought them, and that is not an inexpensive thing.
$40 a chip, right?
Yes, and I've taken a bite of a California Reaper pepper. I should say that it was like it had been like in a food processor, so it was like chopped up, and it was on a chip. My son saw me do it. It was, I think, the proudest my son's ever been of me is when I did that. It was not affected. So I will, I'll do that. And he says he's going to eat one, but I think that if he does and doesn't like it, then everyone's going to say, like, I'm abusing him or something, so he probably won't have the chip, even though he's 12 and a half, and I think he's going to eat spicy food. But
all right, can I just say this? Yes. That chip is no joke.
I'll be fine. Like, I'll put it on Instagram. I'll be fine.
No, you might be fine, but I mean, like, I don't even know if, like, I would. Like, that's, like, something that... Like, I've done like a habanero before, you know, in front of my kid, just, hey, and I let him have like a little bite of it, and he ended up being okay. But those Pocky One Chip things are apparently, like, they'll F you up. It's no joke.
Yeah, so I probably won't give it to my son, but I will, I'll do it. I want to try it. I love that kind of stuff. East Coast Grill had to tone down their, when East Coast Grill at their height, which is, I don't think it's a restaurant anymore.
No, I think they're gone.
Eight years ago, right? That was when they really were doing Hell Night.
Yeah, and then they had to, but it was ridiculous. Hell Night was ridiculous. What they did is they had, at the time, the California Reaper pepper, to my knowledge, did not exist. It was the ghost pepper.
Yeah.
That was the hottest pepper in the world. And they made this pasta from hell and wings of ass destruction, and it was unpleasant. Like, really unpleasant.
Didn't we do a meatball thing where Rich wound up with the bad one?
Okay, well, I'll explain what happened.
Okay.
So they did it, and at the time when it first started, the first couple years, it was like you were on drugs. Like, you ever smoke weed? Well, you haven't, John, but Rich has, and you've been through this, Rich. Like, when you, like, take an edible or you smoke weed, and then you're like, I want this to stop now, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're stuck in a hell chair.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, it was, the pasta from hell was so hot that you got in that frame of mind. Like, it was like you were on a drug because your brain panics.
Yeah.
And every transmitter is firing like crazy, saying fight or flight, because your body is saying to itself, something's terribly wrong. So beyond your control, your brain is in a fight or flight mode saying, I want this to end now. Every chemical in your brain is engaged in something terrible is happening. This is wrong. I want this to end now. And for some reason, it's something that I liked in a way.
And yeah, you know, you got to do something that scares you every day, and that truly was probably terrifying.
And then I guess they had to stop because people were vomiting out in front of the restaurant and all the other restaurants were complaining.
I should say so.
So then by the time we brought it in studio, it had been neutered a little bit because I took a bite of pasta from hell and it wasn't that bad. And I like really, really hot food, but it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. But there was a time where, like, it wasn't, it was wrong.
Unedible. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and oh, yeah, it was just gross.
Well, like, well, when we did it, when you brought in those meatballs, I don't know if I was the only one, but I somehow was, I had to eat
a meatball.
No,
you were the only one. It was like a roulette wheel, you know, okay. Just passed out the meatballs.
It was meatball roulette.
Whoever and got it, got
one
it.
One had a little bit of a ghost pepper in it, yep.
Yeah, and I don't mind spicy things, but I ate it, and you know, it was definitely spicy when I ate it, but it wasn't the moment I ate it that was tough. It was like the next 2.5 days or so, my stomach was wrecked. It sits down there and it burns something fierce, like right there in the middle of your diaphragm. I don't know what it is, but it stayed there and it stuck there for about 2.5 days. That sucked. And I'm not going to get gross, but you know, coming out the other end, that's, people joke about it. It's true. It is awful.
Yeah. If
it's
you ever were curious about how your body digests food, just eat that. And then you can go through the,
like, you can tell you where it is,
like where, where it's through your esophagus and when it's in your stomach.
It pinpoints every step of the way. And it's there for a while.
Your stomach is responsible for like 80% of your serotonin. And so when it's disturbed like that, the hormones and everything that's released is like insanity. Oh. Like it's a whole situation. Rob, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey, I got a story about Hell Night. Went there the first year they opened with my father. We got something that was 3 out of 5. Hottest thing I've ever had in my life. So my dad goes to the bathroom and he forgets to wash his hands first and he touches his habanero and he had some burning going on and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Your penis. That's happened to me.
Oh, really?
It's happened to me a bunch of times. Like cooking with really hot peppers and then going to the bathroom without, even if you wash your hands, it's still kind of on there. Yeah, it gets on your penis and it burns for a while. Yeah, that's no fun.
Oh, okay, because I mean, I would imagine you touch the pepper and then you touch your face and it goes near your eye. That's got to be a nightmare. Because I accidentally had hot sauce shot in my eye one time. A friend of mine and I were at Taco Bell in high school, and it was like, you know, just one of those simple packs, which isn't anything crazy. But he opened it, you know, like when you bite into it, it just shoots out. I mean, it went right into my eye, and that sucked.
Yeah, that's college. We were pledging, they just doused us in hot pepper constantly. I mean, we slept in it. It was just gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Tabasco brings up bad memories. But so, you know, I told you that we were on this nostalgia trip and we were talking about it very early in the morning and people are into baseball cards. And with the death of Eddie Van Halen, I've told you I've been listening to Eat 'Em and Smile by David Lee Roth, which is just, except for the cover songs, it's just a tremendous album. And so I started following Tommy Lee.
Oh, my God!
That's right.
What, what? What?
So I started following Tommy Lee on Instagram. And Tommy Lee has a new record coming out, and he has married some young, TikTok girl.
Oh, I'm sure it'll last.
Yeah. It, Rich, no one listening to me is not going to find this infuriating. What has happened is Tommy bought some hot rod, like some crazy ass car. Mm-hmm. And he was very proud of it. And she went and got it painted pink with his album on it. And Tommy doesn't like it. And they drive around, and she films people reacting to the car while Tommy shakes his head in disappointment.
Oh, boy. And that's called shopping for a reality show.
And it's something else. And it's everything that would just drive me insane. And he puts the caption for the Instagram's like, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I keep telling myself that.
Okay. By the way, while we're on TikTok,
and he has a face tattoo.
Really?
Oh yeah. That's sad.
Didn't realize that. Okay, yeah. So there was something that happened on TikTok maybe about 2 weeks ago that was a kind of a pure moment. That was unexpected, and it was something that you really have to be the most cynical person in the world to not enjoy. It was that 15-second video of the guy on the skateboard drinking cranberry ocean spray while Dreams by Fleetwood Mac was playing. It was just...
I've seen that he got a bunch of ocean spray.
Okay. But the 15 seconds, it's just him just feeling the breeze, skateboarding, yep. and it looks like a guy who probably wouldn't be listening to Fleetwood Mac just doing that, and all of a sudden the chorus comes on and he starts mouthing it and he drinks this big jug of ocean spray. And it was just something so stupid. It was like, all right, how can you not like this? What they have done with this now, because it became popular, is just the worst. It's the worst. So first, Ocean Spray, which probably because there's someone fairly smart, goes, you know what? Hey, this is the most publicity Ocean Spray has gotten since, I don't know, The Departed, when everyone was talking about how cranberry juice like solves periods or helps out with the period. So they said, all right, here we go. Let's give this guy a truck and a ton of Ocean Spray. And he's like, woo, all right, how about that? So that's like a nice little feel-good moment. And then all of a sudden, you've got all these other people like redoing it, including two of the members of Fleetwood Mac. Now Stevie Nicks is like putting on like her roller skates, like woo, and they're elated because I guess that song went to number one on Spotify and it had like more downloads over the past 2 weeks than it's had in like, you know, ever since Spotify launched, because people are finding out about this song and now they're all in on it. Everyone's like, stop. Why can't we just anymore let a pure good thing just be that?
Because it was
just
on
that
TikTok.
Moment.
Because nothing pure can be on TikTok. It's always got to be co-opted.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the case.
I mean, that's how my children consume media. I mean, that's 90% of, you know, like I think of, because Eat 'Em and Smile Again came out when I was 11 and my daughter's 10. And I remember waiting for the video for Yankee Rose to come on and like really excited about what Dave was up to. And now it's just, looking at TikTok on your phone. That's all it is.
And now you got the communists coming through your phone and hypnotizing you with their tick and their talk.
That's right. I hope someone could ban it. Hopefully someone who had a super cool video of them coming out and taking off their mask and saying, I'm back, baby. That's Trump. That's his cool video. The best is making fun of that video to my parents and them completely, like, not getting any of it. Like, yeah, that was really cool. Did you see that video? And they're like, well, you know, yeah, you made a video. I'm like, yeah, it was cool. And they're like, don't get it at all. All right, we'll be back, and we'll have a lot.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To talk about.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This has got a Steely Dan vibe.
This song's all right. As I said, this was like such a cool little video with a guy on the skateboard.
By the way, Nick was just telling me that he went to the dentist for the first time in 2 years and he had 11 cavities.
Oh.
It's like, what were you doing with your teeth?
Oh, my God.
Do you not brush your teeth?
Because I went years with only brushing my teeth once a day and only going to the dentist like once every year and a half. And I think the most I've ever had at one time was one cavity. So the idea that, I mean, like, you know, because I don't have, like, a bad breath, like, all the time or anything. So, yeah. Like, it was never that big a deal. But 11 cavities.
I went dear 5 Lord. Years. Because I'm unlike you. I don't like going to the dentist at all. I went 5 years between visits. I had 2 cavities.
Yeah. You have to not brush your teeth to have 11 cavities.
I would say you have to do even more than that. That you have to have like a diet where you're just like letting food sit in your mouth.
Eating or
like
candy
eating candy or, all yeah. the time.
That's Nick, do you not brush your teeth? Just thumbs up and thumbs down. I can't see him. So
Thumbs up from Nick. He does not brush his teeth.
He does not. He does not brush his teeth?
No, he does three times a day now. You know what you got to do is drink tap water at least. Get some fluoride going in your
brush
mouth.
Brush your teeth. Like, how do you not? How do you live with that taste in your mouth?
I don't know. Hang on. He's coming in. He feels the need to defend himself. He's out of the booth.
There's nothing to defend.
And he's, you know,
no,
looking around.
You brush your teeth three times a day now.
Or a fiance.
I don't brush my teeth. Of course I brush my teeth.
Oh, okay. How did you have 11 thumbs up? I misunderstood what the thumbs up was for.
A few of them were ones they had to redo.
Right, right. Which is all still decay.
Yes.
Right. So your mouth was so you're defending yourself by saying your mouth was so bad they had to redo cavities.
No, it was weird. I do brush my teeth every day, multiple times.
But even back then?
Even back then, yeah.
All right, then you got a genetic problem.
Yeah.
Call Mark Jamelli and figure it out.
Nick, you're wasting away from the inside.
Because that is your, I mean, a cavity, obviously, is just literally your teeth decaying. Like, they're dying. They're just like they're holes in your teeth.
I mean, it was bad. It was costly, too.
Yeah, so. Your teeth aren't meant to just get holes in them like
no,
that.
No, of course not.
I don't even know how many teeth you have in your mouth, but 11 seems like you're batting about 300, 350 there. At least. I don't know how many teeth you're supposed to have.
Like, did you feel them jiggle around in your mouth?
No. They felt normal.
You didn't have to get a root canal?
No. I was very, very close.
Because I've had, 11 of those. If you go to the dentist enough, you're having, 8 root canals. Because they'll figure out a way. Yeah. They'll get you. They'll just start doing a bunch of crap to you.
Yeah, it wasn't the case that I was not taking care of my teeth.
And it's funny because people are like, yeah, I had my wisdom teeth out and you know, they're on Instagram there. And they're like, you know, and it was just like a second and they, you know, pulled it out. And Joe Murray is saying the same thing. And the thing is that, you know, let's see, pulling my teeth without drugs or pulling my teeth with drugs. Oh, well, that's quite a decision. I mean, come on. Anything uncomfortable, you should be sedated in a safe environment. I understand not wanting to give pain pills, and I don't want them. I don't care. I'll take them. Either way. But while I'm there, I mean, I want to be comfortable.
Someone said it's a mineral disorder. Do you have that?
Oh, you got all kinds of disorders. God, Nick, you're such a disappointment. Even your mouth hates you.
What is it called?
A mineral disorder.
Yeah, I think you're minerals. Eat some dirt, Nick. Eat a rock. You need a mineral.
All right. Rich, what's going on?
I saw this yesterday, and we've been saying this since Tom Brady said he was going to leave and go to Tampa Bay, is that the one thing that Tom Brady is probably not going to enjoy is being on a team that isn't as disciplined as it was when you were with the Patriots. There's one problem. No one's as disciplined as the Patriots,
right.
All right? There have been tons of screw-ups, one thing or the next. So I saw this yesterday, and it really put things in perspective. I forget who ended up running. It was like some guy from the NFL Network. And he said, one major adjustment Tom Brady is dealing with is going from one of NFL's least penalized to the league's most in Tampa. 100 penalty yards and a loss? He's seen it twice in 5 weeks with the Bucs. Guess how many times he saw it in 16 years with the Patriots?
I'd say none.
Three.
Oh, all right.
Three times in 16 years, and it's happened twice in 5 weeks with the Buccaneers. And you saw him lose his crap on the sidelines during that Thursday night football
game. Yeah, that's
game.
Right. That's about a half an hour before he forgot how many downs there were.
That's right.
Right. And he was so frustrated he was losing his own grip on things.
Yeah. So he was absolutely losing his mind. And meanwhile, I mean, that team, if you've watched most of the games, you know, we think that Julian Edelman, there's an issue with drop passes. They got a major issue with drop passes in Tampa Bay. Like, I mean, so if you're Tom Brady, you're double pissed off. Not just because you're doing everything you can. Here I am, Tom Terrific, Tampa Bay, all the copyright stuff that he had when he moved down to Florida. And he's sitting there going, what else do you need me to do, jackasses? You're losing these games for me. And Bruce Arians was asked about, you know, why does your team drop so many passes?
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats. I don't see us dropping the ball that much. We had a game where we did, but I don't put any stock in it. Our guys can catch, and we don't say shit about it.
Wow! He goes, I don't know what kind of nerds are doing these stats. Well, they're called statisticians. They're people, it's their jobs. And by the way, drop passes isn't like some crazy obscured stat.
Yeah, that's not grading offensive linemen if you're Pro Football Focused. It's right. Wide receiver drop ball, that's one in that column. Yeah,
that's been really around easy. Since the old Huckabuck days or whatever. But, because if you watched any of the Braves game last night once they got down by a ton, just watching John Smoltz like talking about spin rate on like a curveball, he's just just hates it. Alfred, hello, Alfred. Alfred, if your name's Alfred, you know who you are.
Al,
it's not. There's like eight Alfreds on the phone. His name's Alfred. His name's Alfred Fraselli. Alfred, go ahead. Alfred Fraselli on line two on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Alfred Fraselli. Vercelli. You think the show's terrible. Vercelli. Alfred.
Person on the phone.
Alfred, you think the show sucks. You want to talk on the radio. Alfred, you're there. At least breathe heavily. Alfred. Alfred.
Albert.
No, his name's Alfred. It comes up on the phone as his name. It's got a caller ID. Maybe like the guy calling in now, his name is Joe Williams. Alfred! 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 Alfred Fraselli! Alfred! Alfred! Well, Alfred, the show does stink because you weren't called.
Ruined the flow there.
And was that Alfred?
It's Alfred's here.
All right, Alfred, hello.
Oh, my God.
What? I know. I've been waiting to talk to you. Well, I don't know why you
should just start playing guitar.
I have been waiting to talk to you. Alfred Fraselli!
I'll tell you all about it.
What? Tell me. Stop believing me hanging. What?
Ooh, yeah.
Alfred Fraselli, are you scared to come on the air? What? Alfred Fraselli!
God damn it, baby. No,
don't say that.
I'm only going to tell you one time.
You haven't told me anything, Alfred Fraselli.
Oh, yeah.
What? I know. You're just saying yes to things. What? Okay, Alfred Fraselli, I've given you plenty of time. I've given you 5 minutes.
Whoa.
All right, Alfred Fraselli. That's talking to a blank phone line for 5 minutes. All right. Well, Alfred Fraselli was not long for the show. All right, so what's coming up in the old stackaroo there, Rich?
Oh, well, it looks like the Braves set a record that they shouldn't be too proud of, and someone in Hollywood, much like Alfred, who really, really, really doesn't like Fred, is back in action.
Hachi machi. All right, so we'll have all that for you. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
You know, we've learned this year that there are going to be situations like that.
Now, back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Not even five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. All right, Johnny.
All right, Stack is brought to us by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out online at windownation.com.
I want to plug this one last time. Tonight was supposed to be the Light the Night Walk for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, something that we do once a year, and you know, obviously with everything going on, it has gone virtual, but you can still donate, and we'd love for you to donate. And to be quite honest, you know, this is the first year that we have not hit our goal at this point. And I understand why. People are going through hard times. I totally get it. But if you can donate anything, I've seen what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society have done. I mean, they really are miracle workers, and they save lives. So if you can give anything, please go to @TucherandRich. I've pinned it to the top of our Twitter account, and donate whatever you can. And thanks to you guys for donating. I really appreciate that. I saw that you guys did, so thank you to the gentleman in the room and to all of our listeners who have already donated. But we're about $3,000 short of the goal. So whatever you can give, that would be awesome. Whether it be $5, $10, we would truly appreciate it. That's @TucherandRich. You can donate there to help kick cancer's ass. One guy, there's only one person that makes me actually somewhat happy that the Lakers won a championship, because everything else about it sucks. The fact that LeBron won sucks. The fact that all of a sudden there's all these people having the stupid debates again about who is the greatest of all time. Is it now LeBron? Last I checked, four is still not as big of a number as six. Then there's the fact that my prognostication that Dwight Howard would never win a championship, that is out the window. But one guy I do truly feel great for is Rajon Rondo. Because Rajon Rondo not only won himself another championship, he's the first one to ever win one as a Laker and a Celtic, but he's also done wonders for his value, because he has decided, according to reports, that he's going to opt out and hit free agency. And after the year he just had, he's going to make a little bit of money come this off season. Don't you agree, John? Hasn't he boosted his value a decent amount from what he was able to do with his Lakers team?
Yeah, it's not only that. It's what he was able to do in the clinching game. I mean, Rondo's numbers were okay, not great. I mean, he was a bench player, and he played the fewest minutes of his career, far and away. And if you look, I'm looking at not like 7 points and five assists a game. But if you get playoff Rondo, which you did, especially in game six against Miami, he was the best player on the floor for the first three quarters of that game. I mean, you're going to get a guy. I don't know if Rondo can start anymore. I mean, if you take a look at all the teams that he's bounced around to, I mean, he's, let's see, Dallas, Sacramento, Chicago, New Orleans, and the Lakers in six years.
Wow.
So, I mean, he hasn't been in one place very long. Rondo's 33. He's going to be 34 next year. It seems like he's been in the league 20 years. But he's going to get one more contract. I don't think it's going to be for big bucks. I think Rajon realizes that he'll never start on the team he's on. He won the title and is now looking for that one more starting job.
See, I think he's that veteran guy that teams need. He's the, what's his name, Derek... the Lakers guy.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah, he's like a Derek Fisher type guy now, and I think that's how he's thought of in this league. As a matter of fact, I saw a ranking on all of the free agent point guards that are going to be available. It's fair to say that he's going to be fairly sought out. So you've got guys who are going to be ahead of him, like Fred Van Fleet. I guess he's a free agent. Mike Conley. And I think Dragic is up as well.
Dragic is a free agent, yes.
Okay, they'll probably keep Dragic down in Miami, just from what I'm hearing. But, I mean, he's going to get taken before guys like Reggie Jackson, probably Jeff Teague.
How old is Reggie Jackson?
Reggie,
I don't know.
I have to
is he
look.
30?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Hang on.
He's probably around 30. I just think that he's the type of guy that if you're a team that seems to have it together and you need like a veteran presence, look, he's won twice now with two different teams. And he's respected, and he's an absolute gamer. I mean, when you're right. It's primetime Rondo. We've talked about this before. So I just – good for him. Of all the things that came out of all the crappy stuff about the Lakers winning it, good for Rajon Rondo hopefully getting a little bit of a paycheck.
Yeah, Tegan Jackson are just marginal at best at this point. Yes. They're both 2 or 3 years younger than Rondo.
Okay, but Rondo will be more sought after than those two guys. I think we all agree. Now, if you are not familiar with the history of the show, there is one director who has somewhat of a history with our own Fred Tutcher.
Yes.
That gentleman is a guy who likes to wear gigantic hockey sweaters, although he has shrunk a little bit.
He's shrunk a great deal. It's weird.
He has. Kevin Smith. Now, this was years upon years ago, so I'm sure that you guys probably still don't have the hatred towards each other that you used to have.
I don't think of Kevin Smith very often, no.
Okay. Well, he has announced that the entire cast of Mallrats will be returning for its sequel.
How'd he get them all?
How'd he
get them all in? Wow.
Other than Ben Affleck.
Affleck's in the movie for about 5 seconds, so... How did he wrangle all those superstars together? Wow.
Okay, let me go through the stars of that movie, and you tell
Jeremy
me.
Jeremy London?
Okay, so Jeremy London, Shannon Doherty was in it.
She's available.
I wonder what she's been up to.
Yeah, she's available. Sure.
Joey Lauren Adams. Like, where has she been?
I don't know, but she was. Did you know she dated Kevin Smith for quite some time?
I do know that.
I did not know that until recently.
Claire Forlani. Where has she been?
I don't know.
She was very good looking. We know Jason Mewes, obviously. What was Jay in Silent? He was the Jay to his Silent Bob.
Oh, you don't know him from his turn as Hamlet? Yes, he's played Jay in every single thing he's ever been in, yes.
That's right. And Michael Rooker, who actually has been finding pretty good work with the Marvel Universe. He was in the Guardians of the Galaxy. I like Michael Rooker.
Is he the fat one?
He was really funny. No, he's like the cop who they stink-palmed in Mallrats. Mallrats is actually a pretty good movie. I used to love Mallrats.
I don't think it would probably, if I watched it now, I probably wouldn't like it. But at the time, yes, I did like Mallrats very much.
And I was not Kevin a fan Smith. Of Kevin Smith. See, I was not a fan of Kevin Smith movies. I hated his dialogue. I thought it was almost very... That's why whenever I watch Good Will Hunting, I'm like, this is a Kevin Smith movie. Like, the dialogue is Good Will. It's like Ben Affleck learned how to write dialogue from Kevin Smith, whose dialogue I hated.
It was... So, it's a very... Like, I watched Chasing Amy the other day. I watched, like, the second half of it until I turned it off. But it's very much of its time. Like, that was... You could get away with it back in like the mid 90s, but now it seems ridiculous. Like, the dialogue is ludicrous, but it's so wordy and no one talks like that.
Yep,
but at the time you could get away with it. Yeah, Kevin Smith I was fine with, but he I mean, talk about insecure and me being an insecure person who's done things, but I mean, as a at the height of his game, was, you know, on the internet on a daily basis taking shots at me and talking about me on message boards and calling.
What was the deal with that? Just for people who don't know, okay, just kind of remind them.
He came in and hung out, and it wasn't that fun. And then he had just come out with Jersey Girl. And then the guy I was on the show with took a shot at Jersey Girl when he was off, when Kevin Smith had left. And Kevin Smith heard about it on the internet and then called us cowards. And so I went off on Kevin Smith. And then he came back on the show, and him and I went at it and argued a lot. And then he said he was going to buy the radio station to get me fired, or he was going to say he was going to do the morning show so they would fire me, and on and on and on. And that lasted. And then around that time, Kevin Smith became a non-factor. Because after Jersey Girl, I don't think he did anything that was successful.
He did, what was the one, Dogma with Chris Rock?
Yeah, that didn't hit the bone.
Wasn't he in one of the
Affleck and Damon. He did the Kevin the Jay and Bob Strike Back.
That was a commercial and a critical flop. But so he had the Mallrats. He had Mallrats, I guess, was considered crappy, even though I liked it. But It was like the triumphant of him was Clerks, Mallrats, and then Chasing Amy. And everything after that sort of was a decline. I would think in terms of popularity and critical acclaim.
Yeah. By the way, quick update. NFL, according to Adam Schefter, good news. An NFL official said just one member of the Falcons personnel had a positive test, and it's not a player. So there you go.
All right.
They're playing Sunday.
Game on. Yep.
So they were playing. So it's like, game on. Well, speaking of sequels, Coming to America 2. I don't know who's asking for it, but you know what? I like Eddie Murphy, and it's good to see that. I'm all here for the Eddie Murphy return parade, and it sounds like this film is going straight to Amazon, but don't think it's because it wasn't any good or no one wanted it. Amazon apparently ponied up $125 million for the streaming rights. Okay, Coming to America 2 comes out at the movie theaters. Does it make $125 million at the box office?
No. Not a chance.
I don't think so. I think Coming to America is not that good a movie.
Like, the movie isn't that good. There's scenes that are not part of the plot that are funny, but the plot of the movie's corny, and the Eddie Murphy's not funny in it in that particular role, but it's the ancillary parts that are funny. So as a script, not a good script, but they did throw in enough random crap that was funny to, which is what people remember and quote. But the movie's not good. No.
You see, you and I disagree on one thing, and that is, to me, Eddie Murphy's funniest movie that's not a stand-up film is Boomerang. Like, Boomerang makes me laugh out loud every time I see it.
But you have to realize how ridiculous the movie is, that he settles on Halle Berry. That this was the movie where Eddie Murphy finally, the tables are turned on him, and, oh, look, the women are the bosses, and the main thing that he had to do was settle on Halle Berry, the plain Jane, Halle Berry. Who's a thousand times better looking than Robin Givens? So
that's a debate.
Oh, come on! What do you want to cut your face on her face? I mean, she's all sharp angles. That woman, no, Halle Berry is a beautiful woman. I would not say the same for Robin Givens.
So what he's saying is they better have Louis Anderson coming back and Coming to America 2.
Did he ever get that promotion he was looking for?
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's where the big bucks are.
Nothing's worked yet.
Well, speaking of movies, just when you think that Hollywood has thought of everything and it's all sequels, here comes a movie that I will just read you the description. To save his declining business, Kris Kringle, played by Mel Gibson, also known as Santa Claus, is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military. Making matters worse, Chris gets locked into a deadly battle of wits against a highly skilled assassin, hired by a precocious 12-year-old after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking. Tis the season for Fat Man to get even. So, would you like to hear the trailer? As Mel Gibson as a assassin-dodging Santa Claus? Here we go.
I lost my influence. Maybe it's time I retired the coat.
You still have it.
Some kids with a deer rifle put two holes in the sleigh, one in me. All I have is a loathing for a world that's forgotten.
You just lost a big gun!
What's the job?
I'd like you to kill Santa Claus.
I'm looking for the Fat Man.
You can't be serious.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Hunting. I'm gonna kill some things. I've come for your head, Fat Man!
Dashing through the snow, no one horse open sir.
You think you're the first? Think I got this job because I'm fat and jolly?
All right, I'm in.
Who's
because
the assassin?
Mel Gibson's got... What's that? The assassin is Walton Goggins. Great casting.
Okay.
Walt Goggins. Yes. I love Walt Goggins.
Yes.
I love that guy, too. So, I mean, you've got... Mel Gibson's, like, born to play this part. Because he's... You can tell there's real in him anyway, as we know from some things he's done.
Doesn't care for the Jews, John.
I've heard.
Does not care for the Jews.
I've heard.
Not a fan of members of the tribe.
I'm watching The Expendables 3 praying for, you know, Stallone to cut his throat, you know?
No, it wouldn't be Stallone that would do it. It wouldn't be him. All I know is that, listen, he's playing... He's playing Santa Claus, which is a purely Christian character. So there you go.
So right. I hope so. Totally we kill off Santa Cruz. You should have all this secular nonsense around the foot of Jesus. Someone right, should kill him. Some freedom fighter.
Should movie, by him. The way, is called Fat Man.
Kill him.
Comes
kill
out
him.
November
kill
17th.
Just in time.
Just in time. Kill him.
You'll I mean, get, Gibson versus Walton Goggins, I am in. Yeah, I don't even care if he was Santa Claus or not.
Kill him.
By the way,
him.
At the beginning of that, he sounded a little bit like Vic Fangio, the way he was so grizzled.
Yeah, it was a Fangio, yeah. I got a Christmas present for you. 85 down-ups in the mud.
Thank you very much.
Eat mud.
That, Vic Fangio.
Here's your Christmas present. I ain't going to hit you. Psych. All right, go ahead. Real right, quick. Well, we got a minute.
Probably would. And finally, we talked about too much of a good thing ruins it. And that would be the case with Ghost Adventures, Horror at Joe Exotic Zoo, a two-hour special that is coming out October 29th to the Travel Channel. It's the Joe Exotic Zoo and hosted by Jeff and Lauren Lowe. Remember the guy who always wore the super cool hat and the little buff around his the top?
No,
of it?
He kind
of
actually, the Brett Michaels I don't remember
from,
it.
From,
strangely okay, well, enough, I've...
They reveal rumors and stories about the notorious grounds.
Is it the murderer or Joe Exotic? Those are the two things they took away. Other than that,
doing a Halloween special.
Yes, very good.
Joe Exotic. And it's not the fat guy on the jet ski, which really would be the best. I would just watch a whole like hour-long special of him doing athletic feats.
Do you remember the person from Tiger King? No. All I remember that was Misery. That just came out. That just said, I'm going to stick here right when coronavirus was scariest. Here you are. The one thing everyone was, the streets of New York were dead empty and everything was happening. There was old Joe Exotic. I hate it. It reminds
Tiger King?
Me. Well, just what it represents. It just represents like the scariest time ever. That was like when all of a sudden people were like, hey, you can't go outside. Oopsie daisies. But we got Netflix. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful day. That is going to do it for us. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.